This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Vera Payne here live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. It seems like all the heavy hitters in gaming have some sort of streaming service now, from Nintendo, Google, Apple, then that's just to name a few. Sony even has one, and it's called PlayStation Now. Joining me to speak about PlayStation Now and what the service offers is Vice President of PlayStation Network, Grace Chen. Thanks for joining me, Grace.
Thanks for having me.
Could you tell me a little bit about yourself? How'd you get involved with PlayStation?
Sure. I've been with PlayStation for about 15 years, always working on the PlayStation Network businesses. And I've been heading up the global PlayStation Plus and PlayStation Now business for the past year and a half.
Why did PlayStation wanted to go into a PlayStation Now? It's a cloud game service.
PlayStation Now is actually a game subscription service. And we launched in the open beta in 2014, and in 2016 we launched the subscription service for it. It's available on PS4 and PC, and we're excited about some recent enhancements we just made.
So could you tell me a little bit about the subscription? Is it a tier level, or is it just a flat rate?
Well, it's a flat rate. We have an offer for 1 month at $9.99 a month, for 3 months at $24.99, or you can buy a year subscription for $59.99.
How many games are available so far?
Well, in the U.S., you have access to over 800 games. Those games you can stream. There's also over 300 PS4 titles that you can stream or download.
Okay, so, and that's what I was kind of confused about. So you have to buy the PlayStation 4 games, right? The new ones.
You have access through PlayStation Now to over 300 PS4 titles, and those are primarily some of the newer titles or catalog games, but you do have access to over 300 PS4 games. Yeah, it's meant to be complementary to some of the frontline games or new releases that you can purchase from PlayStation Store.
Okay, how far back does the library go? Do we go all the way back to PS1?
Well, we have some PlayStation 2 games that have been remastered. You can stream PlayStation 3 games, and you can stream or download PlayStation 4 games.
You know how PlayStation 1 has and 2 have the greatest hits, like if it sells X amount of copies? Would those be considered to be in PlayStation Now?
Yeah, you know, it's really about identifying popular games, and some PlayStation 2 games do get to be remastered into a PlayStation 4 format,
right?
And those games can be made available for PlayStation Now. I have a handful of those already.
Oh, that's so cool. That is so cool. Yeah. I love those old games. So.
Yeah, you seem to be a nostalgic classic gamer.
Me? Well, you know, I just like being able to play those games I didn't have a chance to as a kid. And now that I'm an adult, yeah. I'm like, okay, let me go backwards and work my way forward.
Yeah, and that's what's cool about this, people who might just own a PS4, and if they could have completely missed the PS3 generation, and we have hundreds of PlayStation 3 games that they could stream on the service. So it is a really great offer.
Yeah, it is. I'm hoping more people get involved, because I've never heard of this before, and you guys have been doing this for a while. That's pretty wild. Now, will there be rotation of the games, like Netflix? Some games come in, some games come out, or will the library just continue to grow?
Sure, that's a great question. In fact, we recently just announced that we launched some new titles in there that became available last week. That includes GTA 5, God of War, Uncharted 4, and Infamous Second Son. And those titles will be available for 3 months. But that's in addition to a large library of games that we have that we will continue to add on a regular basis. Every month we will be adding some new titles that will also be available for a limited time.
Now, every title that you bring out, will it be remastered at all, or to HD?
These are the PS4 versions of those titles.
There's a lot of stores out there right now. We got Steam, Epic Games Store, there's one called Jump, and even the newest contender, Google's, has coming out with their own thing. So what makes PlayStation Now stand out? Why bother getting that one?
You know, it really comes down to the games, and we have the best games. The PlayStation is known for are legacy and gaming. And if you want great PlayStation games, this is the place to go.
When it comes to the price, in the future, is it going to get reduced again?
Well, the new price is already available. It was previously $19.99, so at $9.99 a month, we think this is a great deal and the best place to get a great value for PlayStation games. And it's also in line with what you might expect from other entertainment streaming services.
Well, Grace, thank you so much for joining me. For those listening, where can they find more information about PlayStation Now?
You can go to PlayStation.com.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.